All right, well, I see that John and Josh are here. So I'm gonna call our meeting to order on this August 6th of 2024. The first item on the agenda is approving the minutes. I move to approve the minutes. Is there a second?
I second.
I'll second.
Thank you. Any friendly amendments, comments, concerns? Seeing none, all those in favor of approving the minutes, say aye. Aye, Sarah.
Aye, Josh.
Aye, John.
The minutes are approved. Moving on to our next item on the agenda, which is our loan portfolio. And we have three loans for a little over $1 million. Is there a motion to approve the loan portfolio?
I so move.
Thanks, Josh. I will second that. Rich, do you want to share with us what we're reviewing today?
Thanks, Sarah. You know, just three small loans today for bread and butter purposes, road work, some equipment, some bridge work. And then the Village of Embarrass is doing some initial engineering and design work for a future project. And they'll probably come back to us for the construction project loan when that work begins. But that's all I have on the loans today. Are there any questions?
As you said, Rich, it's pretty bread and butter, so seems to be.
Gotta love that.
Sorry, and you will also be proud to know that in your absence, Tom did use the phrase "bread and butter" in describing our last loan portfolio that we were reviewing. So the tradition continues. So any seeing that there's no other questions. All those in favor of approving our loan portfolio today, say aye. Aye, Sarah.
Aye, Josh.
Aye, John.
The loan portfolio is approved. Moving on to reports. Rich, the Chief Investment Officer report.
Well, Sarah, from what I recall, you know, Tom, in my absence, approved a lot of loans at the last meeting. It probably a record number of loans in the last few years. I think you guys approved 18, which was awesome. Sarah, this is normally the meeting where I would present the investment report from the last quarter. But as you know, the end of Q2 is also the end of the fiscal year for the state of Wisconsin. And there's always some additional work reconciling with the state controller's office. So I need to delay this report so that I can provide the most accurate numbers. And I'm hoping to be able to provide the Q2 numbers at the next board meeting. But I also have some exciting news. Last week, BCPL staff completed what was likely the largest transaction in BCPL history as the culmination of a project that was started almost 18 months ago. You recall that we've been working with Invesco to create a custom index fund to manage our public equities. This fund will improve our management efficiency and allow for lower costs and greater flexibility than the basket of ETFs that we had been holding. The index was designed to provide the same 50-50 domestic and global exposures, but with a screen for earnings quality and a tilt towards dividends equal to 120% of the worldwide equity dividend yield. Testing this strategy going back to 2002, Invesco found higher returns with a lower risk than our former public equity benchmarks. And rebalancing is scheduled to occur every 6 months with the liquidity screen applied quarterly. The transactions that took place last week included the sale of all of our public equity ETFs held by the Common School Fund and the Normal School Fund. These sales totaled $235 million for the Common School Fund and $3.7 million for the Normal School Fund. The sales had the effect of recognizing significant long-term capital gains that will add over $44 million to the Common School Fund and $800,000 to the Normal School Fund. We then reinvested $200 million of the Common School Fund sale proceeds into the new fund, which has been named the Invesco BCPL Badger Fund. This reinvestment brought our allocation to public equities back down to slightly below our 15% target allocation. And a preliminary glance at the new portfolio included 1,322 securities and includes several with Wisconsin ties, including A. O. Smith, U.S. Bank Corp., Molson Coors, MGIC Investment Corporation, Kohl's, and Snap-on Tools, and I'm sure there's a few more. Beyond efficient management and improved expected performance, the fund's flexibility is equally important to remember. Should the board or a future board decide to restrict investment in a particular industry, or should the investment committee determine that a more focused strategy on emerging markets, for example, be in the long-term best interest of our beneficiaries, those shifts would be quite simple. Invesco estimates a 60-day period would be required for this type of reallocation and rebalancing. Does anybody have any questions?
Rich, no, this is exciting news, and I'm glad to see it all come to fruition. Can you maybe share how much is currently going to be in the index fund besides just the percentage?
The initial investment was $200 million for the Common School Fund and $3.7 million for the Normal School Fund.
That's great. Any questions from the commissioners? Thanks for the update, Rich, and all of the work to make that fund a reality.
Thank you.
Moving on to the Executive Secretary's report. Tom.
The only thing that I'm reporting today is that we are actively working on our budget request for the next biennium, so that by the time we hit September, we will have the pieces put together on that already. And so we would be looking to have the board endorse our budget request, and just want to let you know that we are working on it already. So.
'Tis that time of year, right, Tom?
It is. It is, but this one is very crucial for us, I believe. As you know, we've been cut in the last couple of bienniums, and we've reached a point where you can't cut any further. It's the budget has to go up in order to allow BCPL to conduct its business. It's just as simple as that.
Yeah, and I know one of the things that we have talked about in the past, and I'm sure we're going to work on as we are going through the budget process, is the transition, or hopefully the switch to PR from GP.
Yes, and I've talked to a couple of members of Joint Finance who look like they will likely be on Joint Finance again, no matter what the outcome of the fall elections. And so far, I've got a pretty decent reception from them on that. So, fingers crossed.
Great. Well, we know as we kind of move further down this path that we can talk about how the commissioners can also help in this process.
That would be wonderful.
Thank you, Tom. Any questions from the commissioners? And then I do not have anything to report for our meeting today. So then just ending, is there anything that the commissioners would like to see on a future agenda?
Nothing for me. Thanks, though.
Thanks, Josh. Is there a motion to adjourn?
I so move.
I'll second.
There, it's been moved and there is a second. So all those in favor of adjourning today, say aye. Aye, Sarah.
Aye, Josh.
Aye, John.
Our meeting is adjourned. Thanks, everybody. Have a great week.
Thanks.
Hey, guys.